Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. We have tonight's guest, founder and CEO of BrainTap, Dr. Patrick Porter.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Tom Kaz. I am Mark Legere, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talking with our guest this afternoon, I thought of something I haven't thought in many, many years, and I was happy to be reminded that the year was 1988, and the place was La Jolla, California. I was just a little guy, and I stumbled into a little store where there was a little man selling things that I knew very little about. As a matter of fact, I knew nothing about them, and everything in the store seemed different and interesting, but there was one corner where there were cassettes. Some of you might not know what that is, but in any event, they were cassettes, and I was fascinated by what they said on them. They said that they had subliminal programming on them, and that they had music with birds and ocean sounds and Indian flute sounds, and I found it fascinating. And I asked the clerk, who might have been the store owner, and he shared with me how subliminal programming worked, which was foreign to me, and I didn't understand. Then he showed me these other cassettes which had binaural beats, and that was foreign to me, but I was fascinated, and I walked out of the store excited and wanting to learn more about this stuff, because he's talked about alpha brain states and beta and theta, and I couldn't wait to put on a cassette and give it a go. I loved them. I listened to those things all the time. And from there, I graduated to CDs and started buying CDs and MP3s and then Sound and Light and now BrainTap. So I'm really excited, thanks to our friend and contributing producer, Tess Cacciatore, that we've been introduced to both our guest and our interview guest, Dr. Patrick Porter, and our performance guest, Tom Kaz, here on the show.
I'm super excited for tonight's show. Both of these guests are amazing. And last time I checked, there's a bit of a mental health crisis right. going on the planet. And I've been a devout user of BrainTap for some time now. And between that and years of waves with my story, ups and downs, and different approaches I've taken to mental health and different tools, boy, are these solutions and this knowledge necessary to get to as many people as possible.
Indeed. And so here we are. Our interview, our episode is titled Think, Sleep, and Perform Better. This is episode 767 with our interview guest, who is the founder, as we said, and CEO of BrainTap, but he's a man on a mission to enhance a billion brains through the power of neuroplasticity. We welcome Dr. Patrick Porter to the Life Changes Show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And you know, now that I said that monologue, I was thinking, wait a minute, maybe these were his tapes. I don't have them anymore, but did you make cassette tapes?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I made a lot of cassettes. I was the voice of the MC Square. Also throughout California, if you did Tai Chi, or Taekwondo, you might have listened to my series. I did a whole series for Taekwondo USA, and they were sold throughout California.
So these might have been yours. You started doing this a long time ago, way before the general public knew anything about this. And actually, we still don't know we just know a small part of what you know. But can you share with us the impetus?
Yeah, my dad was a chronic alcoholic, so he had to find some help. And the church members came over and they said, Michael, we want to teach you how to relax. And they took him to a seminar with the Silva method. I don't know if you ever heard of that program.
Yes.
And then it helped my dad. He never drank again, and he became one of the very first silva instructors in the country. So I grew up doing the silva method,
Wow.
which had something called the silva sound. And that's how I got into the sound part of it. And then, of course, got into binaural beats, isochronic tones, and the rest of it.
How did you get into binaural beats? And I like that doesn't seem to follow unless you were looking for something, right?
Yeah.
Enhancement.
Well, I was a very gifted troublemaker. In my book, Awaken the Genius, I talk about how Sister Barbara loved me so much, she had me in her class 2 years in a row in second grade. And
Nice.
I was told I was never going to learn too fast. I was in the special group till sixth grade. I was an
Wow.
artist. I didn't care much about learning. And then, but once my dad taught me to go to what they call a level, which is really going to the alpha state using something called GSR machines. So when I learned to meditate, it's always been with machines instead of learning it the old-fashioned way, maybe learning a mantra or sitting in certain positions. And a GSR, you can still get those on Amazon today for about $200. They measure your skin resistance, and when you're relaxed, they can put you into an alpha state. They make a sound, so you set it to 10 cycles and it'll beep. And if you're the higher it beeps, the higher the brainwave activity. So you can, when you slow it down and you put it at 10 cycles, it becomes silent. And then you practice. And we used it for athletes and test anxiety and things like that in our practice. But that's how I learned to meditate, was using devices like that.
And so there are sounds, there are frequencies, there are beats, and there's much more. Now, this science and this technology, in a way, it's almost counterintuitive because if our human body is made naturally, why do we need the technology? Does this exist in the natural world, quote unquote?
Yeah, well, the problem is we're not in the natural world. That's why we need it. So when if you think about our bodies, every cell of our body has something called a chromophore, which is a little battery. And that battery is charged by light, sound, and vibration. So we're designed to be up walking and working, gathering, hunting, whatever we're doing when the sun's out. When it's dark, we're supposed to be sleeping. So we don't do those things anymore, right? We have TV, we have lights. We've altered our circadian rhythm. We've changed those things. And the environment, actually, we now know through something like Clint Oper's work and grounding and things like that, we know that we're supposed to be walking on the earth barefoot or wearing leather so that we get an interaction with the earth itself. We're symbiotic with our environment. We also know that our muscles are actually little chemical factories that make BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotropic factors, which help us to feel good. When you're talking before we started about a mental health crisis, I believe that it's a physiological problem more than it is a mental problem because we can't sit on our butts all day and rob our brain of oxygen and then think it's going to produce those wonderful neurotransmitters that we need when we're used to like walking to go get water. Let's say we're going to go to the ocean or to a body of water, a lake. If we're going to get fresh water, and while we're standing by that lake or that ocean or that running water in a river, we're actually our body is registering a 10 cycle rhythm from that environment because everything on the planet, if you and I were to get in a spaceship and fly to Earth, the Earth itself would resonate between 0.5 and 100. And our brain is another, it's a biological computer, right? But it also has an evoked potential of 0.5 to 100. So it matches its environment with that chromophore and with mirror neurons that are in every cell of our body. So when we're around that 10 hertz frequency of water, our brain will match that. I still remember going to Ames Bhopal in India, and Dr. Varun said I was cheating because I brought somebody up on stage that had never meditated and gave them a brain pattern similar to a guru's, because you can get to those deep theta and deep alpha states with no practice using light, sound, and vibration. And he says, Dr. Porter, you're cheating. And I said, Varun, have you ever meditated to a candle? And he said, oh yeah, I've meditated to a candle before. I said, well, you're cheating. And he said, what do you mean? I said, that candle was the technology of the day, but that candle flickers at 10 hertz frequency. When you're sitting in a candle's presence, your body will register 10 hertz and will match that frequency. You'll start to create acetylcholine. This is why if you're on a romantic getaway and you're fortunate enough to start a fire, you might get lucky that night because you're actually triggering that feel good, fall in love kind of hormone and neurotransmitters that happen in the body. The body's used to doing, that's why they say set the mood or the environment. And then I said, Varun, have you ever wondered why the gurus go to the mountains to meditate? And he says, it's beautiful up there. It's peaceful. It's quiet. I said, yeah, those are all true. But the reality is they're cheating. He says, what do you mean? I said, the mountains resonate at 7.8 hertz frequency. That happens to be theta. When you're meditating in theta, your brain produces a neurotransmitter called GABA. GABA is a precursor to DMT. So if you want to have a natural spiritual experience, you need to be in a field of gamma energy. And then your body will start to produce those neurotransmitters. Now, we're not going to break down 54 of them, but your body is always, when we're walking in nature, they call it forest bathing. Our body responds to trees and vegetation, sunlight, all of these things. Just one example for the listeners, then we'll go on. But if you don't get to sleep before 10 o'clock at night, you don't make as much melatonin because you make twice as much melatonin between 10 and 12. If you don't get to sleep by 11 o'clock, you don't clean your liver because your liver gets cleaned between 11 and 12. So all of these things are because we have a pulsing star called the sun that is instructing our cells biologically what to do. We're light beings instructed by light, transformed by light, and basically we're light energy. If everything we eat is turned into light in the form of ATP for the cells, and we can get it directly through light, sound, and vibration. So that's what we're talking about here is getting the body, and we really live in an energy economy today. You know, we need to get our energy levels up so we can be in our best selves instead of, you know, what happens when we eat garbage food and sit on our butts and all those kind of things that don't really work for our biological system. You know, these bodies, the old saying, use it or lose it, is very true.
Wow. So we are symbiotic with our environment. That phrase struck me because was a good thing and potentially can be, but in the meantime, if our environment is toxic, then it's working against us, or the body's working overtime to try and, well, I don't know. You tell
yeah,
me.
What happens, unfortunately, like somebody lives in a mold house, what's going to happen at first is the body is going to get sick and they're going to think they have a flu or maybe they're whatever's going on, they're detoxing. And then the body says, well, they're not leaving, so it must be okay. So our brain is really good at, just like the clothing you have on right now. When you first put it on in the morning, we feel that clothing on our skin. But after a few minutes, we don't feel it anymore because all that information is then just wallpaper now to the brain. The same thing happens with smell. Just think about the friends you know that live by paper mills. And you go there and you go, how can you live here? It smells so bad. And they go, what do you mean? I don't smell it. Or someone who lives near a railroad track and you go visit them and the railroad goes by and you go, man, how can you do it? And they go, I don't even hear it anymore. Because the brain's really good at, basically we can do much more than we perceive ourselves capable of doing because our brain is very good at filtering. It doesn't, we do all these processes, you know, incredible amount of data is being collected and stored, but on a conscious level, we don't recall it or remember it because it's not meaningful to us on a conscious level. So, but our subconscious is still recording everything. They've done deep brain scans during surgeries and they've touched regions of the brain and people can recite conversations three tables away at a meal that they didn't even remember having, but because they triggered that memory that was chemically coded in the brain, they remembered everything about it because we're hearing, listening, experiencing everything in our environment, usually in about a 50 to 60 foot radius.
Wow. They didn't have the conversation. If it was happening three tables away, they were usually not aware of what's happening sometimes in our own right in front of us, much less three tables away. Wow. And so we're receiving
information.
Most people
can identify with this. If you have a sports team you really like and you're sitting in a bar or a restaurant and somebody says, you know, the LA Rams or something, and you're a Rams fan, you hear that, but you don't hear any other part of the conversation. That's because we have something called the reticular activator, that this system of the brain, everything that's meaningful or important to us, it's scanning the environment for. It's also making sure we're safe, that we're okay. And as long as we have we look at life as a series of challenges, we're probably pretty good. But if you're the type of person who looks at life as a series of threats, then you're always triggering that sympathetic system and overdriving the system with neurological data.
Wow. So we're overdriving our system with data potentially also that doesn't serve us. And so is what you're talking about, we have to, does the technology allow us to stop that or counteract it and then take us forward?
Yeah. Well, it can do it at the same time because it's 100 billion neural processor. We just need to tune it up. So they say the average person has about 50 to 60,000 words a day that they say to themselves, and 80% of them are negative.
Wow.
So the first thing we need to, and that's not because they're negative on a conscious level, it's because we have the genetic memory of every one of our ancestors back to the beginning of time bleeding through us. And it wasn't long ago, we were part of the food chain. So we're the subconscious first job is to preserve our life. So it's always looking to make sure we're not in danger, whatever. But nowadays, we live in a total, it's kind of like somebody coming back from war and they have PTSD. Their brain gets over, we call it special forces brain, because they get oversensitized. You know, they see everything. Everything becomes an evoked response. Instead of like a California surfer, when we think of them, you could be running over into the truck and they just say, hey, man, that's cool. Where the overactive person, their nervous system's just inflamed and they don't have you probably heard the expression, you're on my last good nerve. Most people, unfortunately, are running around in their last good nerve. One more thing puts them over the edge.
When you say all the way back to the beginning of time, and that's running through our veins, it almost feels like it's inevitable that we have horrible lives.
Well, the Buddha would agree with that. The a lot of ancient traditions talk about that. Our job is to make it better. This is the this unfortunately, we have this duality here, and you can focus on, that's why in the Indian traditions, they always talk about the two wolves fighting in the head, one is good and one is bad, which one is going to win? And the chief always says, the one you feed. So we need to feed that because we live in a dualistic reality, and you can't have the very best thought of your life without also simultaneously having the worst thought of your life. It's just, you don't remember that one because you're focusing hopefully on the positive. But there are people that wake up every morning and forget all the positive things that happened to them in their lives because they're so focused and fixated on the negativity that's happening in the world around them, mostly because they tune into that kind of propaganda that's out there. There's more good news in the world than there is bad news, by far. They have to scour the whole planet to give us 1 hour of bad news. So when you think about all the good news that's happening, it's just a matter of focus and what we want to, when you go to sleep at night, focused on the most positive things with gratitude in your heart, your subconscious will start to create more of that because whatever you spend your time thinking about, you bring about.
Well, you spend a lot of time thinking about some really important things here, and you're on a mission to enhance a billion brains through the power of neuroplasticity. When we come back, we're going to talk about that with our guest, founder and CEO of BrainTap, Dr. Patrick Porter. A little later, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we'll be joined by our performance guest, Tom Kaz, on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back, and as I mentioned before, we're talking to a man who's on a mission to enhance a billion brains through the power of neuroplasticity, and that is Dr. Patrick Porter, who is founder and CEO of BrainTap. And a couple things, actually. So earlier you were talking, Dr. Porter, about the guru that says the technology helps us cheat. Well, I'd like to cheat. I have the brain tap. Is that, is there a setting? Is there a cheat setting?
Well, actually, when you listen to the In Harmony Sofigio Gammas, we created those based on, before he asked me to do the Gamma sessions, before he created the music, Craig did and their gang over there. I said, we just did an experiment with a group of vets in Dallas, Texas, where Dr. Rosenthal and I were using psilocybin, and then we use BrainTap as an integration tool, you know, after they're done having the trip. And wow, we had some of the vets that did not want to take the psilocybin. So what we did was we did some brain maps with them. I said, let's brain map them, and then I'll create a series that triggers those same brain frequencies and brain regions. And when we did, that's where I created the 10 gamma sessions that are part of the In Harmony series. And we have them in 11, 22, 33, and 66. But if you do the 66-minute one, you'll probably have like a DMT experience. Most people will do. Because you're going to trigger enough GABA that the body will start to create those, that sense of awareness, especially if you're on the vibrational mat, you know, that that syncs the cells of your body with that that frequency.
Wow. Okay, I will be looking into that. As a matter of fact, if you all want to be looking into what we're, some of what we're talking about, braintap.info, braintap.com, BrainTap on Facebook and Instagram, actually BrainTap Tech. But we have all kinds of links for Dr. Porter and BrainTap at Life Changes Show. Just look up Dr. Porter and you'll find those in a nice video as well. So Dr. Porter, when I read that about your mission to enhance a billion brains through the power of tech of neuroplasticity, neuroplasticity sounds to me like it's good news and bad news that our brains are neuroplastic.
Right. Yeah. That's why people can change, or if they have an accident, they might even change their personality, because they might have damaged an area of the brain that held the memories of, or the brain circuit that controlled speech, for instance, or the function of a right arm or a left arm, because the brain is that way. But when you think of plasticity as being that 20 years ago, they thought that the brain was fixed. When you were born, you had this hardwired brain, and you were a carpenter, or you were a writer, or you were a performer, whatever it was. And the reality is that your brain is always changing. In fact, the one fact that I'd love your listeners to learn is that through something called biophotonic exchange now, We know that you change every DNA pair in your body every 40 seconds. And we know that because in 2003, when they did the DNA study and they said we mapped the human DNA, they didn't. They only mapped 1%. And then in 2018, they figured out that 99% was not junk DNA. It was actually epigenetic, meaning that it works beyond or above our genetic code, and it triggers us to either function at our highest level of efficiency or it downregulates us based on fear and anxiety and distrust. So that's why it's so important that we look at life as a series of challenges instead of threats, because it's actually changing our genetic structure. And our brain, by the way, does the same thing. So a lot of people, one example of neuroplasticity in not working as well as it could is yoga. There's a lot of people out there that do yoga every day, but they never do the most important pose in yoga. That's called the corpse pose, what you do when you're doing the vasana at the end of the session. And in India, they'll tell you that that's the most important because that everything you did up to that point was to make your brain have energy. And then they get up and they run out the door because they think yoga is about physical fitness. Yoga is about getting the brain ready to accept the information that is going to flow because we have something called vibratory knowledge, not just information-based knowledge like we're talking right now. If we were in the presence of each other, we would be sharing light information in the form of 810 nanometer light because every cell of your body is transmitting that light with information, just like our sun does. But it's every cell is doing that to every other cell of the body. And when you're in the presence of someone else, when you two are, if you're in a studio right now, you're actually sharing photons. And that can happen, like I said, 20, 30 feet away. If you're, there are certain people that have more luminescence. Like you see them, they just glow. Somebody says, oh, you're glowing. Oh, well, I'm in love, or I'm having a baby, or you know, something positive has happened, and the cells light up, and people can actually perceive it. And it's not just an intuitive thing, although some people will intuitively. And then we also have those drainers in our lives that actually rob us our energy. There are true energy vampires, people that feed off, not like a succubus or something like that, but they basically, they're so low energy that they get around other people so they can raise their energy because they just don't have the energy. And we call those drainers. You know, we need to pay. That's why it's so important who you spend time with. Are you spending time with those drainers or gainers? You know, and until you can control your energy flow, you don't want to be around too many drainers because you know that they say if you're around five alcoholics, you're going to be the sixth.
Wow.
If you're around five millionaires, you're going to be the sixth. You know, so you got to pick your friends
Nice.
wisely because they're going to feed your cellular information. They're going to feed who and what you are. You're going to start talking the same way, walking the same way, experiencing it. And this all happens to those mirror neurons we were talking about earlier that change the brain through brainwave entrainment. But it's happening all the time with everything. It's not just brain tap. It's happening with the lights that are above you right now. It's happening if you're looking at a computer screen or driving down the road. Everything's changing about you right now. When the saints would say, or the Vedic masters, they'd say stepping into your body in the morning is like stepping into a river. Even though the river looks the same, when you step into it, that water was never there before. It's flowing. Same is true with your genetic self, who you really are, your physiology. You are not the same person even 40 seconds ago as you are right now. So the hardest thing for people to understand is, especially on a consciousness level, is they think they are all those things. And the number one law of psychology states you can't be a behavior, but people will wake up tomorrow morning saying, I'm a smoker, I'm overweight, I'm an alcoholic. You can't be those things. You can be doing those things, but you personally cannot be those things. You're not your behaviors. But if we identify with them, then the subconscious takes over and you start to be those. And that's where that neural pruning comes in the neuroplasticity we started talking about, is that we need to visualize, rehearse those behaviors we want, because then those neural pathways get strengthened, whether they're real or imagined, and the old ones get pruned away. And that's why people can step out. And we really want that neuroplastic change because we had to think about it. We were nomads before we had cities. So we had to adapt, improvise, and overcome. That's not just the Marine Corps. That was every human being. You know, that's why we're the genetic beneficiaries of the greatest species on earth, because our ancestors made it, and we're here as a proof of that.
Dr. Porter, I was going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask it, but you inspired the the reverse of the question. So I heard you listening to or speaking with chiropractors saying that when they make an adjustment, they are changing the brain in some way. And yes, you can thankfully speak to that. Mm-hmm. Now the reverse of that is it possible that if we think a certain way, that we also create like a doctor or chiropractor will adjust us a certain way, that we might actually start walking a certain way if we're thinking a certain way, or we might break a bone or have a fracture or a sprain in a certain place?
Yeah, there are things called stress factors, fractures, and they can be psychologically driven.
Wow.
Because what moves the muscle? The brain. What moves the bone? The brain. Those bones and muscles and ligaments and tendons don't do anything until the brain says do it. And so when they're adjusting, what we found is we could hook them up to EEG and you could adjust the atlas, let's say, or the lower spine, or even the wrist, and there'd be a cortical reaction or a change in the primal lobes of the brain where it's readjusting, because your brain is actually, your body is designed to carry your brain around. So it wants to know where it is in space and time. So they just adjusted part of its apparatus of knowing its position in space and time.
Wow.
And when we send a signal, for instance, pain in the body, pain doesn't happen in the body. Pain only happens in the brain. And it only happens in one brainwave pattern called beta. When I went through painless surgery with my dad teaching me to have surgery on my shoulder, where they took a piece of my collarbone and then put a bone block in with no anesthetic, he did it by training my brain to stay out of the beta state and stay into the deep alpha and theta state, where my body could create its own natural analgesia, because the greatest pharmacy on earth is not in the corner drugstore. It's between our ears. And we can trigger it with a positive thought or a negative thought. And that's why, you know, when Buddha said, he who angers you conquers you, what he was really saying was, when you think a negative thought, everything that happens through you happens to you. So the person you're angry at doesn't feel it, but your body does, because to have that emotion, you have to create the corresponding chemical reaction. When Jesus said, love your enemy, what he's really saying is preserve yourself, because when you send loving energy to your enemy, you're sending loving energy through yourself. Mm. You're healing yourself. And there could be a benefit there too, but there's the reality is that it's happening to us. That's why, you know, some people say, well, that's your karma. Well, karma simply means action. And whatever your action is, it's your body is having a physiological reaction to it. So we have to, that's why the more we can stay in that state of peace and harmony, and that, you know, all things work for good is like Mark 10, you know, something like that. You just got to stay, the world is conspiring with you to succeed. Mm. And if you can convince yourself of that, you're going to have a better life than if you're thinking that God's only job is to make your life miserable and make you unhappy, which is also possible. I mean, both of those experiences are highly possible for anyone who wants them. You know, it's a matter of focus.
So earlier I used your word, which was cheat, but in actuality, there is enhancement available. There are tools available. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that and your mission to enhance a billion brains.
Right. Well, there was something called the Maharishi effect. What they did was they prayed for peace in Washington, D.C., and they said there's no way they could do this. But what happened was every time they prayed for peace, the crime went down so much. They said the only way that could ever happen is if there was a blizzard. So they did this 42 times. They got kicked out of every prison they did it with because they brought the crime down. And who knows why they got kicked out, but they did. And so I believe if we get a billion brains in a state of peace and harmony, love within themselves, doing what's best for them, their family, their communities, we're going to change the planet. We're going to change what's called the morphogenetic field, this field of energy. Even our National Institute of Health talks about our morphogenetic field now. So it's not woo-woo or metaphysical any longer. It's science fact. We have a field of energy that surrounds, it's a corona discharge. It's not just around saints and pictures. It's around every person. It's just stronger in those people that know who they are, you know, that are more in attune with their highest vibration, if you will, their highest frequency. So as we do this, what we need is we need energy at the cellular level. So with BrainTap, what we did is we combined light, sound, and vibration, because the three are the building blocks of the universe. Everything in creation has light, sound, and vibration, and that's the root of everything. Everything is teeming with energy or vibrating with energy. Everything emits light or photonic energy, and there's a sound, you know, that permeates the universe. In fact, they say that Mozart actually heard the music of the spheres and translated it. That's why his compositions were totally done the minute he heard them and produced them, because he was hearing a finished product. And that's the structure. And I love the Fibonacci sequence, because we use that every day at BrainTap, because the whole thing about change and transformation is, if you do it once, it could be an accident. You do it twice, it could be a coincidence. You do it three times, your brain has to create that Fibonacci sequence. And the way the blood vessels work and capillaries, they work the same way. The first time you use BrainTap, it's going to build one new capillary in all those new places. The second time, it's going to be two, because it does the one and then the other. Then it's going to build the three. Then it's going to be six. It's going to keep doing the Fibonacci sequence till pretty soon, every time you put it on, now you get a rush of blood flow, circulation, oxygen. The more energy you bring to the brain, the more the brain can work for you. And that's the whole key. We've all heard the term, the kids are too tired to sleep. Well, people are too tired to sleep. They don't have enough energy in their brain, and it has nothing to do with the food they're consuming, because most of our food is dead and devitalized. So we need to increase that by eating a lot of greens, or maybe even eating greens more often, and feeding our brain and body, but also feeding it light energy, sound energy, and vibrational energy, because that's what our cells want. Our cells want that energy.
And I want more of this conversation and more learning here. So it feels like just the beginning of a greater conversation, but we are so glad that we got to have at least this part of it with you, Dr. Porter. Again, braintap.com, braintap.info. Find them on social media. We go to lifechangeshow.com and look up Dr. Porter. Dr. Porter, any last words you'd like to share with us? Because I want to know where I sign up so I can be one of the billion.
Yeah. Well, you can go for a 14-day free trial at braintap.com. Just go there, sign up. And if you don't like it, just cancel before the 15th day, and you won't be charged. And you can try tonight. 90% of people that do that will sleep better the very first night. So if you're having problems sleeping, just download that for free. That's the best way.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. There's more to come, but in the meantime, big thank you to you, Dr. Patrick Porter.
Well, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is David from Los Angeles. And as you know, I am freaked out because I haven't found a decent paying job in a long, long time. I am 8 months behind in my rent and scared that I will be evicted, even though my landlord has been nice about me not being able to pay. I found a temporary position that only pays $18 an hour, and I can't sleep at night knowing that this will not pay my monthly rent, much less allow me to pay what I owe already. Please help me find a way to get through these next few months.
Dear David, let's be grateful that you are now earning $18 per hour, because that is so much better than $0 per hour. And let's remember that this position you have accepted is temporary until you can find a job that pays you what you are worth. The temporary money will feed you and buy you gas so you can drive to appointments seeking a better position and better pay. In the meantime, practicing gratitude can help you become more aware of the present moment. Gratitude can also help you become a happier and a better person. And most importantly, gratitude can help you attract more of what you really want. Practicing gratitude is one of the greatest things we can do for ourselves. And my dear friend, you have so much to be grateful for. You have a beautifully successful daughter that you have raised on your own. You have many friends who love and respect you, and you have a landlord who has overlooked your inability to pay your back rent and has even assured you that you are welcome to live there. So you might want to help yourself by writing down all of the things you are grateful for. If you still have any questions about the power of gratitude, please check out psychologytoday.com and read their article on 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And I trust that this will inspire you to begin making the attitude of gratitude an important part of your daily routine.
Thank you gratefully, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you gratefully, Mark. And we gratefully have our performance segment coming up with our guest, Tom Kaz, here on the Life Changes Show online edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our performance guest is also on a mission, and so we'll talk to him about that. It also involves brains and the power of neuroplasticity, and he does it in a completely different way and a connected way. He is an award-winning performer and entertainer. Welcome, Tom Kaz, to the Life Changes Show.
Hello, how are you guys?
Oh, we're excited. You heard the interview, right?
Man, I'd say I've been very fortunate to have Dr. Porter as not only my mentor but a friend for over 20 years now. I've been using BrainTap and other technologies for a long time. A lot of that helps me get into that creative space to write these songs. So it was a great interview. Good job, guys.
Well, thank you. And, you know, interestingly enough, speaking of songs and you doing things for a long time, you haven't technically been writing songs for a long time, which I find fascinating. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, as a lot of us, I think, you know, always have aspirations and dreams growing up. And I had three. I wanted to do karate, baseball, and write music and play guitar. And my dad said, you can't beat anybody up with a guitar. Learn how to defend yourself. So I didn't get a guitar until I got married. But about 3.5, almost 4 years ago, I decided to start writing music. My best friend challenged me, and I started working on material. And he enjoyed the first song I ever wrote, Whiskey Town, so much he paid for my first session and encouraged me to keep going. And we lost Jimmy Francia June 2nd of 2020, a year into the project. And I made him a promise that I had one hit in me and it was going to be dedicated to him and to our veterans. And that's what we're doing.
Well, may you have more than one hit, and God bless Jimmy. And thank you for sharing that story with us. Actually, with that, let's go right into a song. We have more to talk about, but I want to hear that song. It's the Whiskey Town song, right?
Yeah, it's the name of the album. It's the name of the brand. It's the first track that you'll hear. So yeah, this is Whiskey Town.
Yeah, let's hear it with Tom Katz, pre-recorded here on the Life Changers Show.
On the edge of town where everybody goes. It's on an old dirt road without any signs, but everybody knows that when you roll up, you roll your windows down, you just listen to the sounds. It's the best damn place you could ever go, and they call it Whiskey Town, alright. Yeah, yeah, alright. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Whiskey Town. Well, I'm heading on down to Whiskey Town. I'm gonna drink my stress away. I'm probably gonna talk shit about the women in our lives and how we're gonna leave someday. When the joint starts jumping and the band starts bumping, everybody seems to lose their minds. So we take another drink, cause we don't wanna think, leave the problems of the world behind. Sing it with me now. Heading on down to Whiskey Town. I'm gonna drink my stress away. I'm gonna take another shot cause I'm feeling red hot. Everything's gonna be okay. I might take it on the 10 in the city of sin. Hit the strip and do it right. All the lights are shining, all the girls I'm finding. Just wanna have a real good time. Take it with me now. Well, I can tell you now, you ain't never been to a place like this before. You better strap it on and get ready, son, before you open up that door. Cause at Whiskey Town, we don't mess around, just one thing left to say. Cause once you park your horse outside, you ain't never gonna wanna leave. Heading on down to Whiskey Town, I'm gonna drink my stress away. I'm gonna take another shot cause I'm feeling red hot. Everything's gonna be okay. On the 10 in the city of sin, hit the strip and do it right. All the lights are shining, all the girls I'm finding, just wanna have a real good time. Sing it with me now. Well, I'm heading on down to Whiskey Town, gonna drink my stress away. Gonna take another shot cause I'm feeling red hot. Everything's gonna be okay. I'm probably getting to a fight in the middle of the night when I probably should have walked away. I'm gonna spend my last buck cause I don't give a what. Gonna dance the night away. Heading on down to Whiskey Town, I'm gonna drink my stress away. I'm gonna take another shot cause I'm feeling red hot. Everything's gonna be okay. I might take it on the 10 in the city of sin. Hit the strip and do it right. All the lights are shining, all the girls I'm finding, just wanna have a real good time. Sing it with me now.
I love Whiskey Town. Tom Katz.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the first song on the album, baby.
Well, Whiskey Town is the album. Whiskey Town is the song, and Whiskey Town is so much more. Tell us what else Whiskey Town is.
Well, you know, I grew up in Mobile, Alabama, watching Jimmy Buffett build Margaritaville. So I decided to create a brand around the song. So we're launching our barbecue sauce and other products over the next few months here to raise money to help the Whiskey Town Warriors program, help our veterans with mental wellness and our first responders as well. And that's really what this is all about for me, is using the music and doing something that's not only motivational, but educational on stage, off stage, to bring people to technologies like BrainTap, of which, again, I've been a supporter and user of Dr. Porter's technology for over 25 years. So it's a movement in the mental wellness direction, but our veterans need our help. And this movement and this music is what that's all about.
Thank you for that. And if you're liking what you're hearing, you could go to ilovewhiskeytown.com and learn more about what Tom Kaz here is talking about. Tom, can I just tell you, I've heard the song a few times, and I don't know why it is. Maybe you can tell me, but when I hear the line, and let me make sure I get it right. Once you park your horse outside, you ain't never going to want to leave. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
I love that line. I don't know what it is. I just love it. It's like whatever that imagery is, it takes me back to something.
Well, you know, as Dr. Porter said, we all have memories, right? And when you're listening to music, what that's doing is stirring up emotions that are visually represented in your neocortex and all those brain cells, and like you talked about. And so when I write, I try to write things that people can, you know, experience in some capacity. When you paint the picture with the lyric, a lot of times people think back to watching Gunsmoke or going to a local place where there's a horse tied to a log right there in front of the old saloon or in the general store. So it's a great visual, but I appreciate that. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And listen to you. And you know, technically, as to what Dr. Porter said, I might be feeling when I used to park my horse back in the good old West days or something.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you, you guys are one of the first to hear this. I have a new song that was inspired by Jelly Roll, and it's talking about overcoming the obstacles and Phoenix rising from the ashes. It's a song called The Other Side, and it's actually going to be encoded with BrainTap technology. So not only is the song going to be amazing, it's going to be motivational, inspirational, but it's going to have a BrainTap algorithm where people can use it through the BrainTap headset. So we're excited to get that out there.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. And so as all this happens, do let us know so we could share it with our audience that will undoubtedly be interested.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that I was taken by with Dr. Porter and with you, and it makes so much sense that the two of you are also connected in this, is that you're both very down to earth, and your desires or mission is real. Where does that come from for you?
Well, you know, growing up, I grew up here in the southern portion of the United States, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. So I grew up around a lot of folks that are, you know, just simple folks and country folks. I had a phenomenal set of grandparents that taught me from a very young age to, you know, aspire to be what you want to be, but never forget where you came from. Mm. And, you know, I headlined out in Las Vegas for several years. And when COVID hit, that kind of changed the game for a lot of us in the entertainment space. I mean, if you remember, it was almost 2 years before you could get anybody back on a stage. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I had to kind of pivot back to my hometown. And really when, you know, with the promise made to Jimmy about writing his hit, it just making a commitment to the music and to the mission of using my talents, my God-given abilities to help people. So that's really what it's all about.
Now, I know you called yourself an Air Force brat, but you were a veteran yourself. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Both my father and my brother served over 20 years. And I also served in the Air Force as well.
And so when you talk about veterans, this is a veteran talking about veterans, a veteran helping veterans. And how are you helping? I know you mentioned the sale of the barbecue sauce, but also this upcoming song, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole entire mission from the album Whiskey Town to, you know, setting up the Whiskey Town Warriors. My first concert I ever did, we had 4 BrainTap headsets in the lobby, because my mission in partnering with Dr. Porter and other, you know, specialties and modalities around the country is to bring live entertainment to the masses that's fun and uplifting. And, you know, it's a concert. But when you come to a Tom Kaz concert, you're going to learn about mental wellness. You're going to learn about technologies. We're going to have a place for people to be exposed to these kinds of technologies that can help them. And so what I'm trying to do is, you know, there's plenty of artists out here that make millions of dollars, have nice houses and cars. Well, I lived a little bit of that lifestyle in Vegas. And in my second half of life, I'm really focused more on how to give back from the blessings that I've received and the opportunities that I've had to those who certainly need some attention. And our veterans, in my opinion, should be put on a pedestal for all that they have to go through for this country. And so I felt like God was putting me in a position to where I could use my platform to bring these technologies, to bring proper nutrition to the veterans and to the masses through entertainment. I call it edutainment. I want to educate, entertain, and motivate. That's really what it's about.
Nice. So I know you don't inspire to be an outlaw, but tell us about the song.
Well, you know, I just turned 55 on Friday. That was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You know, it really just comes from watching what's happening in our country right now. And being someone that's not only served our country, but grew up around, my father was military. All our friends were military. We grew up in that environment. And to see some of our veterans being homeless or having addiction or having problems with PTSD, I mean, everyone thinks you just go to the VA and they treat you. Well, they do, but they give you a lot of drugs. And unfortunately, that's not the best way to heal. I won't allude to what Dr. Porter said earlier, but that's how you heal someone, is through frequency, through sound, through herbals and things that, that God has provided for us. And so I just feel like that's really the purpose I have, is to bring these things to people to really, truly make a difference.
So outlaw in the USA, I think, is part of the slogan.
Yeah, so outlaws, right? I got off track there. So what I'm saying is that for those of us that believe in the Constitution and are fighting for our freedoms and served our country, that's what this song was written for. And whether you might be a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter, really, people ask me all the time, am I a Republican or a Democrat? No, I'm an American. And I just felt like this song needed to be written because it's one of the only songs I've ever heard that talks about freedom, living by the Constitution, and making sure we take care of those who defended us and provided us with the opportunity to be on that stage performing or be out here working in the world. So that's what Outlaw in the USA is an ode to those things.
Well, we're going to get to hear it here on the Life Changes Show. Here's the pre-recorded Outlaw song by Tom Kaz on Life Changes Show online.
Soldiers have died for you and me. They give their blood, sweat, and tears every single day. Made a sacrifice for the American way. It's time to seize the day and make a proclamation. Say it loud and proud all across the nation. I'm an outlaw in the USA. I bleed red, white, and blue every single day. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna let you take my freedom away. I'm gonna live my life by the Constitution. Wanna stand right up and join the revolution. Wanna sing it so loud you can hear me coming miles away. Yeah, 'cause I'm an outlaw in the USA. Well, every day it's plain to see. We got vets living out on the streets just trying to eat. Yeah, they're just fighting to live. Now they're feeling left out when there's so much left to give. Yeah, when law gave some and some gave all. When you needed a hero, they answered the call. Now they need our help, it's our turn to be. It's time to raise the flag, I got something to say. I bleed red, white, and blue every single day. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna let you take my freedom away. I'm gonna live my life by the Constitution. Wanna stand right up and join the revolution. Wanna sing it so loud you can hear me coming miles away. Yeah, 'cause I'm an outlaw in the USA.
Tom Kaz. Well, maybe I spoke too soon. I mean, in the way you putting it, maybe you do aspire to be an outlaw. So more power to you. When you put it that way.
I want to be an outlaw for the good, baby.
When you put it that way, yes. And thank you for parking your horse outside our show.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. It's truly been an enjoyable experience.
I want to remind everybody, ilovewhiskeytown.com. That's whiskey, K-E-Y, town.com, just like it sounds. And then Tom Kaz is T-H-O-M-K-A-Z. Tom Kaz. I mean, it's such a great name. Tom Kaz is a great rock and roll name.
Thank you.
Is it all yours? Obviously you own it.
My father, my grandfather came from Poland, and last name is actually Kaczmarczyk. When I was a kid, our teachers were taught to say a man named Kaz went to Mars with a baby chick, Kaczmarczyk.
Oh, wow.
And that's how we always, and I'm I like sorry. To say it's what you do when you go to the bank, cash my check. So long story short, when I was a little kid playing t-ball, they put the entire 11 letters on the back of the jersey, and it went from my left hip up to my shoulders, back down to my right hip. So my dad went and got another shirt because his nickname was Kaz. All of our nicknames were Kaz in the military and playing ball and so forth. So Tom Kaz is just, you know, you can't put Kaczmarczyk on the billboard in Vegas.
But Tom Kaz works so well, and you wear it well. And I like the other name too, and I love the stories. Thank you so much for sharing them.
Of course.
Love it. And ilovewhiskeytown.com is where you can learn more about Tom and where he's going next, what he's doing, and his music's available there and everywhere where music is available. Thank you for sharing those songs with us. Oh, and don't forget the barbecue sauce.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the barbecue sauce is great. I sold a whole bunch of it before Christmas. And if you want to get some, go to I Love Whiskey Town right now.
So wait a minute. I know you're selling barbecue sauce, but is there whiskey?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's on the horizon. We gotta get this train going first before we start putting money into other products. But the barbecue sauce we've had since last year, when I announced the album, it was on Veterans Day, and we began selling the sauce as part of our revenue stream to build this model. So, it's great sauce, no corn syrup, all natural. It's a phenomenal recipe. I'm very proud of it.
All right. Well, thank you for not only sharing, but thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I have a little knowledge of some of it. So I look forward to learning more as it starts to happen. So you and Dr. Porter, what a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be on your show, and hopefully we'll do it again after the song goes to number one.
I like that idea. And with a big thank you to Tom Kaz, and a big thank you to Dr. Patrick Porter, and a big thank you to Tess Cacciatore, our contributing producer, who introduced us to both of them. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.